The UConn men's basketball team won its second championship in 4 years last night with players who stayed loyal to the program amid a suspension for academic violation. At his press conference after the game, head coach Kevin Ollie thanked his players, or his student-athletes.
Do this championship with these student-athletes is amazing.
The term student-athletes gotten a lot of attention after a recent National Labor Relations Board ruling that football players at Northwestern University, a private school, should be able to form a union. WSHU's Dan Katz reports those looking to do so at Connecticut State colleges and universities may face obstacles.
Representative Patricia Dillon of New Haven says state law currently prevents athletes at state schools from unionizing. She says all students should at least have the option.
When we watch these kids play, I mean, they're so talented. And most people do not know how restricted they are.
The Democrat says she wants to make sure athletes at both private and public schools will be on equal footing when it comes to the right to unionize.
Private school athletes could have more rights than the public under Connecticut law. I think that that decision should be made by the athletes and that we should remove the barrier.
Dillon says she could introduce legislation through an amendment this session.